I Suck at Dating, an iHeartRadio podcast.
What's going on, guys? James Maslow here. I thought I'd jump on into the studio and help host this show today. How are we all doing?
So good.
Doing well?
Yeah.
So this is my friend over here, also I think officially my stalker.
Yeah.
Erica's stalking you?
This is like a weird relationship we have because we share a best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought my work world would come in contact with James, but now I see him at literally every iHeart event and it's starting to get like creepy.
Yeah, that's her side of the story. That's adorable. So she's been stalking me now for, what, 5 or 6 years?
No!
Somehow now has a job working with me for the first time. I'm pretty highly concerned, but I'm going to shove that way down for this here podcast, and we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, it's cool.
No, it's great. So Christine is like my little sister, and I'm so happy that you're killing it. I'm happy to see you here.
I'm doing okay.
I'm doing all right.
Fine.
We're at a pretty fancy studio. We're actually talking about how nice these microphones are. You know it's a nice studio and a successful world in podcast when the microphones are, what, gold-plated? Bronze plated?
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah. Or in an actual studio, not in somebody's kitchen.
Yeah.
Like so many of podcasts
have done. Which is still a step up from somebody's basement.
True.
I don't know why I made that creepy, but I just imagined a much worse scenario.
just the mildew alone.
Exactly.
Perfect.
All right. So this is fun. You know, of all the things I've spoken about, I've never really gotten into my dating life, but of all the times in my world, this is a really good time to talk about it because I went from thinking I would be perpetually single in this crazy town of Los Angeles, and I was single for better part of 4 years. Yeah, and not just single, I mean like aggressively single, like super single.
And you're 27.
I'm 27.
So those are core years you're single there, 23
to 27. Those are the best years to be single. I think that everybody, in all sincerity, like your 20s are your time to be selfish. And I mean that in the best of ways because when you get older, you only inevitably have more responsibility and less opportunity to be selfish. And what I don't want to be is that old dude in a relationship, a serious relationship that decides then, oh, now's my time to be selfish. No, I'd rather get it out of my system. And boy, I got a lot out of my system. And recently met my girlfriend. Also, let's not use that term too much. It is a fair term, but it's new to me, kind of scary. But her name's Gabby, and she's great, and let's move on.
Whoa.
We can move on.
How have you used the word girlfriend with her?
Well, yeah, I'm not going to just drop it here first.
Gabby, listen to the show.
Hi, Gabs. We hadn't used it. We started dating like maybe 2 months. Like really didn't know where it was going, but like kind of fell into dating right before I did Celebrity Big Brother. And then after like 6 weeks, 2 months of kind of dating, just disappeared for a month, which she reminds me of pretty much every day. And that was actually a great litmus test because both of us thought about each other every day. And when we came out, we're like, sorry, we didn't have this conversation before, but I really want to date you. Let's make this official.
Oh, nice.
And it was super sweet and it's going well.
And how did you meet her in the first place?
Through my friend Francesca. Props to Franny. Thanks for that one. Oh, you big time. Had a music video release party, actually. It was for my song Who Knows, and I just done a really cool music video. And so why not? You know, excuse to throw a little party. And went out to, I think, Delilah for drinks afterwards.
It's like the most LA story.
It's actually not the most LA story, because I'm not talking about being like on a dating app. We actually met in person through friends.
That's true.
So we did go to the most LA spot in the world, though. After, I mean, look, I'm a musician. I'm allowed to have music video release parties. I live in LA too, so stop it. Stop it, stalker. And anyways, Francesca just randomly hit me up. I invited her out to come join, and she brought Gabby, and the rest is history.
And what was your first date?
My first date after that was actually going and meeting her for tea.
Oh, tea is a nice first date.
Yeah, it was early evening. It was super.
Early evening tea.
Yeah, it was early evening tea. I think I had an early morning.
Okay.
And also just wasn't sure that I wanted to commit to like a full-fledged dinner.
I think that's smart. A lot of people say that. You got to commit. It's coffee, drinks, tea, something so there's an exit plan if necessary.
Yeah, and also to make sure that you can, you know, have a great conversation. You know, because we met over a few drinks. And funny enough, we met kind of talking about how sloppy another person in our group was. And it was this funny thing. We're kind of talking, getting to know each other. And it was after maybe 5 or 10 minutes conversation. We kind of look at each other like, you're really attractive.
You're
like, started enjoying this conversation with this friend of a friend, thinking it'd be super casual. And then eventually was like, I enjoy lots of things about this. And kept going. So I think the coffee tea was like to make sure that that was real.
Mm-hmm.
And turns out it was.
And did the tea date extend from there? Did you go get food? Did you exit just to keep it cool?
Kept it cool. It went on for longer than expected. We hung out for maybe a couple hours on like a cute little walk, and I dropped her off. And I thought, you know what? I don't want to ruin a good thing. Let's see if this is good yet another time and space it out. So took it far more slow than I have anything in a long time. And I think that's part of the reason that it's working.
Have you met her parents?
Have not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Have not. So that'll be a good step.
Yeah, there's a bunch of steps still coming, but that's good. We're glad you're happy.
Let's not rush it, okay, bud?
That's kind of Mark's thing, so.
Yeah, are we planning a future with kids? No, not yet. Well, I'd really appreciate you not crossing that bridge at all.
Cross that off my list then. Mm-hmm. What kind of relationship advice do you adhere to? Have you been given in your life that you've really found connected and that you use to this day?
I guess it depends on what type of relationship you're looking for, because a lot of my buddies have asked me a lot of dating questions, but it's more about like, hey, how do we just meet a girl at a bar? And I think it depends on what you're really looking for. If you want to just go and meet somebody and have fun, have drinks, like, okay, there's a way to do it without being a douche. Honestly, there's a way to talk to somebody by just talking to them. Don't start with a pickup line. Just say hi. Like if anything, like, hey, if they're out drinking, you can offer to be polite, buy somebody a drink. But when it comes to actually dating someone, which once again is a little bit, not that I haven't ever dated somebody, it's just been a while, I think it really is back to communication. And so from the very get-go, we couldn't have been more blunt and honest about our previous relationships, why it didn't work, what we'd expect moving forward. And we just kept aligning with our thoughts and our morals and how we wanted things to work out. So it almost started as like a joke because we were so honest. But now we have this open line of communication, which is really awesome. So I know it's a bit cliche, but you really have to tell people how you feel, when you feel it, and not just let things pent up and become a fight. Because if you're fighting, I don't care how long the relationship's been, like there's just no reason for it. There's no excuse. So I think it's just a slippery slope, you know what I mean? Because you fight once, and it's just the first time, but then your second is on your second time, and eventually you're like that couple that fights. I never want to do that.
So honesty, it's openness. It's talking about your exes. That's an interesting thing because some people would say to stay away from that, I think.
But it's part of your past. It's part of who you are. I mean, maybe don't go in depth about it every time you go to dinner. Sure, that could get awkward. But I think if you don't ever cross those off the list of things that you know about the person, then inevitably you're going to be out with their friends and they're going to reference something, right? They're going to reference their friend's past, which is just relationship, and all of a sudden you're the only person in the dark and you're the one dating that person.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I think better to just know. Mm-hmm. So I think you kind of just have to have those conversations and you can call it a day after that, but if you never do, then it's going to come up in a way I think that's going to build up anxiety at the very least.
Sure. You mentioned going up and meeting people, approaching people you're interested in, and we've had a lot of talk about this lately. Mm-hmm. Tanya especially. Do you know Tanya Rad? She knows you.
Yeah,
she said
yeah.
To give you her
for
love.
Sure.
I don't know if you know her
no,
or not.
No, I've met Tanya a bunch of times.
She introduced him at the iHeart Festival.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
She lives large in all these podcasts, whether she's in the room or not.
Yeah.
She tried something recently. She approached a guy at a grocery store and asked him what his cologne was because she wanted some for her brother to try to get a dialogue
going.
She
didn't actually want it for her brother.
Yeah, it was just to get a dialogue going.
So she lied.
She lied.
Great start.
Didn't work anyway because he just... He just told her and moved on. He didn't continue the conversation. She had another one she wants to try. Yeah. So her friend Becca, and if anyone listened to Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley, you know this story. Becca was talking to a hockey player on a dating app.
Okay.
The conversation seemed a little shady. Like maybe
all
this
sounds
isn't
about right.
Really the hockey player. So she finds the hockey player's Instagram and DMs him and says, am I talking to you on this dating app or am I being catfished right now? And the hockey player said, you're being catfished. I'm not on that app.
Ooh.
But now they're talking. So Tanya wants to approach guys
and, just make that
and
up.
Say, hey, am I talking to you or am I being catfished? Just to get a dialogue
again,
going.
I can't wait till that doesn't work either. And the response is like, I don't know. Are we talking? And like he really is on the app and he's just a creeper.
Maybe.
Sorry, I'm not projecting this, Tanya. I hope it works out for you. But
So if a woman wanted to approach you, obviously now you're in a relationship, that's off limits. But 6 months ago, what is the best way for a woman to approach a guy that she's interested in?
I think
help.
A human being. There's no secret to it, guys. There's no like, hey, say this line or hey, like, well, maybe first of all, don't start by lying, Tanya. Just say hi. You know what I mean? It can be very attractive. When the same thing I was saying earlier, like, hey, if you're out at a bar and you meet somebody, offering them to buy them a drink, women can do the same thing, especially in today's day and age.
Yes.
And I think it can be attractive when you do it in a confident, cool way. I mean, part of the reason I'm attracted to Gabby is because she has her own world going on, her own career. You know, I mean, she makes her own money. Now, I still offer to pay for everything, but then sometimes she'll just jump in and grab coffees, grab drinks.
It's great.
Which is awesome. You know what I mean? And I don't think it should ever be too one-sided. I still am a gentleman and will always offer to pay and never have a problem with it, but it's attractive when you have that confidence. As a woman, it's the same thing. Just go up, say hi, introduce yourself, smile. I'm attracted to a smile first and foremost. I know it sounds scary, but it's scary for us too, girls.
Yes.
It really is.
But like what? Hi, I'm Erica. And then what? They're like, cool, bye.
No.
Then that's your answer. The dude's
well,
a dick.
True.
And
okay.
Fantastic. You've moved on.
Okay, okay.
Hi, yeah. I'm Erica. He'd say, hi, I'm James. And then he'd say, oh, and then you talk. You talk like normal people.
Yeah, hey, I'm here with my friends. Okay. You guys want to come join us? Or hey, can we get you a round of drinks? Or whatever it is. I mean, look, group settings are always easiest.
Yeah.
It's definitely better than like being solo, I guess, at a bar, which is
another problem.
Because that's a social setting. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a personal problem, I think.
We get a lot of emails from people saying, can I, should I ask this guy out? Should I approach him? Should I call him? Should I text him? And we always say, yes, you have nothing to lose because you need to find out what's going on, if there's anything there. And if there's not, now you know. I just don't see the downside to it. I know it's nerve-wracking, but guys these days are not being as aggressive as they used to be. They're not asking as much as they used to. So somebody has to.
Why of course. You? And I think more than ever, you know what I mean? People are unclear where the lines are and should be. You know what I mean? And I think it's fair. People are afraid to go up and say hi sometimes, especially as a guy these days. So as a girl, there's all that more opportunity, you know?
Okay.
And end of the day, kind of addressing that, it's like silly. You can flirt with anybody one time. And if they reciprocate it, that's flirting. If they don't, stop. It's pretty much as simple as that.
Yeah.
But you can compliment somebody, hey, I think you're beautiful when I do this. And if they don't reciprocate it, maybe don't keep complimenting them. Think you're kind of done. But you just try it. And I think that's less scary, doing it in person and knowing one way or the other this is like going to move forward or be done within 5 seconds, than the idea of being on an app and like essentially blind dating somebody every time you meet up. To me, that would inspire far more trepidation than just meeting somebody in person and going, hey, and seeing if there's any chemistry at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's quicker. It's more efficient. Give it a try. Real life, guys. Try it out.
Spoken by someone
this
who's in an actual relationship
called
right
real
now.
Life.
Right? I think I have a little bit more credibility to this now. I love it.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Celebrity Big Brother for a minute?
Oh, we sure can. I've heard of that show.
You were on there and you actually gave it a run.
Yeah,
you were
you
there
know
to
what?
The second to last episode?
Yeah, I made it to pretty much all the way to the end. Mm-hmm. And, you know, look, I think had I changed my tactics and started making alliances, like with Omarosa, for example, I could have stayed in and maybe won. But to me, I had such a good run. It was very important to me to come out in an interesting environment, one that is incredibly foreign to me, a reality TV show that's 24/7 at that, and remain a class act as best as I can, come out being a gentleman, which to me is kind of my version of being unscathed in what could be, you know, a really catty situation. So I think that getting out when I did was actually a pretty big win for me. Like I said, winning it could have been fun. But hey, I was the biggest target in the house from day one. Almost anybody in the show will admit it. And that basically inspired the idea of like, well, if I can turn this, if I can not be out first, I can probably stay a long time. And that was basically my tactic throughout it. And it worked and it was fun. And I'm glad to be home.
Would you do it again? Like, or was it that kind of a one-time experience?
Most likely a one-time experience, but I'm always open-minded. You know, if they came back and it was a different situation or an all-star cast and if I had the time, you just never know. But most likely that was what it was, and we'll leave it at that.
What was the worst part of it? I feel like to me, that would be a long list. There's the cameras 24/7. There's certain people you don't get along with, but you're with constantly.
And having no son, as strange as that may sound,
oh, yeah.
The regular Big Brother cast, yes, it's three times as long, but they have a huge backyard and they have the sun. And I'm an outdoor dog. I'm a beach boy. I live in the beach. I grew up in San Diego. And so I didn't really realize how important just being outside was to me until I spent a month on a soundstage where we had a tiny little backyard. We'd only get it at night and it was covered. So we'd never see the sun.
Oh,
that might have been the hardest part.
Wow. That's interesting. Who did you get close with on the cast?
I mean, look, especially at the beginning, it was kind of the boys hanging with the boys. And so hanging out with Mark McGrath, who I'd, you know, raced cars with before, actually came much closer. He's such a good guy. Meta World Peace is a buddy to this day. He's the nicest, biggest teddy bear in the world, has the craziest stories, you know, from being one of the NBA's gnarliest defenders ever to then changing his name to Meta World Peace and being like this big sweetheart. And then like, you know, sometimes, I mean, look, it's the funniest situation. He's great. Chuck was my boy before. but then became close with Shannon. She's awesome, incredibly intelligent. Omarosa is one of the most interesting people I've ever met.
Really? Wow.
I mean, Marissa was just texting me, actually, funny enough, clips of Celebrity Big Brother yesterday. Just spend a lot of time with these people. So I became close with most of the cast, frankly.
Any of you kept in touch with, you said Metta World Peace, you're still in touch with him?
Yeah, we're supposed to go to a Lakers game next week, which I'm pretty excited about, guys. I'm
That's
not going to lie.
With a player.
I can't, one of the best players in the game at that, you know what I mean? So that'll be a lot of fun. Metta, if you're listening, don't forget our plans to go to that Laker game you offered.
And you just get used to the cameras after a while, because I can't imagine that, the 24/7 cameras. Because even in bed, right? Even when you're asleep, there's a camera on you.
Well, the thing, look, they're basically two-way mirrors. So you don't see the cameras. You see some of them in the hallways, but you don't see the majority of them. Instead, you just see a reflection of yourself. So you become really vain until you remember, like, as you're picking that thing out of your teeth, you got a dude on the other side, most likely, just staring you down. So no, I was pretty keenly aware that they were there at all times. Because, you know, as much as I was myself and dropped my guard to a point, there's always going to be a bit of me that's reserved when I'm on camera, even in a situation like that, because you want to keep a little bit of yourself to yourself, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And you and Brandy butted heads, but would you say you didn't get as close with her, or that's all water under the bridge?
No, I think it's fair to say that I didn't get as close with Brandy. Speaking about being reserved, that was one of the biggest reasons that I had to play docile, if you will, because I had no intention of engaging with a reality star like that. She was really the only one, I guess Omarosa in a different way. They came from a reality platform, which I've never understood, I've never really watched, and I have no intention of being. And my career is just different. I grew up training to be an actor. Still, that's what I do. To sing, that's what I do. Those are my careers. I already do enough, don't need to add being catty on reality television over stupid things to that list, quite frankly. So I'm happy for her that she's created a career out of that, because that's such a unique thing to be able to do. It's just not my cup of tea.
When you're a Real Housewife, your skill is to create drama and create interesting television, and you could easily get sucked into that.
Yeah, I think interesting television might be where we differ in opinion, but yes, something, to just create a big old mess out of absolutely nothing for no reason. That's what they, I don't know if I can say they, that's what she does. And she's good at that. I never want to be good at that. And that's the nicest way I can put it, because it was pretty annoying. I mean, she would just poke and poke and poke and pry and pry and pry. And she's a freaking adult, and I had to be the adult in this situation every single time, which is fine. I'm 27 years old. I don't want to be the adult in every situation, but in that case, no problem. The example I want to set to my fans and people who look up to me is that that's not what you do. Mm-hmm. If you have a problem, talk about it, and don't instigate things for the sake of doing it. I was bullied as a kid. I will always stand up to bullies. And the best way to stand up to a bully like that is, you know, just to not engage. We're cool. I guess it's, having said all that, if I saw Brandy, I'd give her a hug. And, you know, we've been out with some of the casts and had some drinks, and she is who she is through and through 24/7. And that's where, like, that's who she is. And I'm accepting it to a point. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's that.
There we go.
Yeah. That's the Brandy chat.
Erica here.
Me.
Has a date tonight.
Yeah. I was like, where are we going with this? Ugh.
So this is an eHarmony date.
Yes. And that's totally, I mean, I just hate the blind dating every time you go out thing. Like, that's where I have like my reservations on going. But I mean, I think it'll be good.
How long have you guys been
talking?
Texting? Or how does it work with eHarmony?
About a week or so.
Okay.
And
what drew you to him in the first
place? Fine. I'm not even sure. Well, we were like matched, and so I was
but
like,
why did you choose him?
I think I just was like, sure, he looks nice.
It's an aesthetic thing, right? You look at a picture first, and he's like, he's handsome, must be, right?
Yeah. He went to a college that I almost went to, LMU. Like, I think he, okay.
Is that a thing?
Right.
Yeah.
he is educated.
We have so
which
much
actually,
in common.
The education thing is a thing. Like,
but
I would
what?
Like
is it like
to know
fine
that they
arts
graduated
or
college. No, I don't know. What?
Oh, so she thinks she thinks
she's
educated.
I don't know what he studied.
Of all the things to look into, you feel like if that's something that's a priority for you, right? That he's educated, you want to know in what?
Well, that's a good conversation for tonight, I think.
Yeah. But my problem is, he said yes, or a couple of days ago, like, do you want to get dinner/drinks on Wednesday? And I am a strict no dinner first date situation. That could be hours. So,
see, but you're already going in with a negative frame of mind.
No. But I just I just want to do drinks, and then like if it's a great date, we'll go out again next week and have dinner.
That's fair.
Right. I also work very early in the mornings and go to bed. Like, I don't want to.
She'd rather just drink alcohol on a Wednesday. And oh no, I'm just trying to frame this in. What I'm just trying to figure out what you. So okay, here's the way you've looked at this.
Yes.
You've basically ruled out most likely that he's a serial murderer.
Yeah.
And that's enough for you to go, hey, we're going to go to not dinner, but drinks, kick a few back. And if conversation isn't just riveting at that point, then there's no chance this is going to work and you've eliminated it altogether.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Especially like loosen up with a drink on a first date.
Yeah. Like a little bit of liquid courage never hurt.
Yeah. Like 2 drink max.
That's smart. I think that's actually very classic.
That is smart.
I do not want to end up being like, whoop, you know, sloppy or anything.
And it's a Wednesday.
And come on, that doesn't stop me. I'm only 24.
Oh, fair boy. Enough.
But no, I'm kidding. I usually keep it really tame on the weekdays.
Okay. So what do you like about him? And are there any red flags? He's cute.
He's like a good looking. Okay.
Facial hair?
Yeah, he's got some like scruff, which I'm into. Mm-hmm. He's like really tan and
not
like,
a full beard, but just scruff.
Yeah, no full beard. I'm not really into full beards. He's good looking. He seems like smart and like he has hobbies, which is a really weird thing.
What
to,
are his
like,
hobbies?
In a person, like he plays soccer. He told me last night he won his soccer championship yesterday.
Now, have you researched that? Because he could be lying.
I have not researched that, but I did find him on Facebook. I found his ex-girlfriend. Like, these are not things
whoa,
I should be admitting.
Whoa, wait a second. You just casually threw out this dude you've not even met yet. No. You've stalked him back to our first conversation to the point of knowing who his ex-girlfriend is. What's wrong with you?
I don't, like, know who she is. I just saw photos. Because what I'm trying to do, and Mark knows I have a problem with this, is I'm trying to figure out how tall he is.
Oh my gosh. Like, here we go again.
I have this just like concern of like showing up to a date and being like a 5'7 girl. What if I wear booties? Then we're up to like 5'10 maybe. And what if he's like so much shorter than me?
What's wrong with short? What's wrong with short dudes? Look, I'm a tall guy, but I'm 6'2", but I can never. I just feel bad for anybody who's shorter because you can't control that, right? If you're out of shape, that could be on you. Go to the gym, eat healthier, whatever it is. But you can't control your height. So I'm standing up for short dudes right now. What is wrong with short dudes? What if he is the most charismatic, kind, educated, soccer championship winning son of a gun, but he's 5'6", huh? What's wrong with that?
I just feel like...
Wow, judgy.
Yeah, totally. I'll totally own up to that.
But you're 5'7". Like, if you were 6 feet tall, I could understand it being a concern because you're going to run into that problem all the time. But at 5'7", if you run into that a lot, that a lot of guys aren't tall enough for you?
I think
but
that
she's
men are
like,
shorter and
you know,
shorter
above
these
average,
days.
So she deserves above average guys, too.
Okay, I do stand by that I'm above average because, like, I just believe all women should think that about themselves. But, no, I think it's
don't
more
turn
actually...
This. Don't you turn this
what,
on us.
Don't you think that there's a thing, like if a guy is like shorter and he walks on a date and he realizes like his date is really tall, I almost feel like then they get weird and then I get weird.
So what, you should just like line up at the door, he's going to look up and you go, nah, we tried. Right. Good. Nice to meet you.
Why did you have your date tonight at a 7-Eleven? That way when he walks in, you can see on the side of the door how tall he is and you can just end it right there before you even say hi to him.
Okay, I take it all back. I'm going on the date. Yes, I found him on Facebook. The good news is we did have a mutual friend.
Okay.
Who has weirdly since deleted her Facebook. So I went back to double check and then it's gone.
None of this is adding deep. Up. Can you take a chaperone on this date? Seriously, text a friend. Be like, meet at the same bar, low key. Like, I'm actually concerned. I mean, I hope it goes well, but I'm a little concerned. You had a friend that's no longer even a friend.
No.
You don't even remember who the friend was.
I know exactly who it was, but I was just trying to make
Call
sure.
Him. Be like, you still have a Facebook? Like anybody in the world? Or what happened?
I mean, I could text this person and be like, hey, do you know this guy? But
that
why
sounds
not?
Like an idea.
I don't mind that.
The girl and
not
I
a bad one either.
Used to not like each other. Guys, this is painting me in a really negative
you.
Light.
That's got to come go behind you.
Okay, right, but you know, here's a good part. It's either going to work or it's not going to work. And you can move on
That's
to the next
great...
eHarmony match.
Yes. And the great thing was I didn't want to go on this date. And then I was like, wait, it's either going to be a really great date or it's going to be a bad date. And then you'd like move on.
Yeah, then it's over quickly. Then you meet that girlfriend you have at the bar for your own safety, once again, which I'm encouraging, for a drink with her. You know what I mean?
I'm not going to be unsafe.
Every bad date is a stepping stone towards the one.
It's a learning experience.
Absolutely. You learn more what's important to you and what you want in a life partner. Don't you think?
I think so.
And if every single date's a bad date, then perhaps that's a time for self-reflection.
Well, I haven't been on many dates lately, so this is...
Well, because you blew a guy off recently. That's why...
I did do that.
But tonight you're going.
Yes, I am. I'm not...
What time?
I don't know.
All right, guys, can we solidify these plans? It's the day of... I know we're millennials and just getting texts an hour before.
He's going to tell me when he's off work. He thinks around 7:30 will be when he will actually be in my...
I don't like a vague...
if he's going to be off work 7:30-ish, be safe. Make it 8:30.
Yeah, well, I don't like it.
Believe me...
All right,
he's not flaking on this date. I know that. The only flake is coming from me.
So he seems pretty excited about this.
There's smiley faces involved.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. When he's busting out the emojis.
2018, I guess I'm going to let that one pass.
Right, are we cool with like emojis? And
are you not an emoji guy, James?
I'm not a big emoji guy. Got to be honest.
Okay. I feel like it's become acceptable for guys to use emojis. I think at first it wasn't. I think it's okay now.
Who said that? I'm kidding, guys. Totally fine. If you start getting like the Bitmoji thing, then I'm drawing a line.
Yeah,
all right,
no,
set a smiley face.
Wait.
Fine, but if you're just dudes,
have a little
self-respect. Like, don't be Bitmojiing it. And I know that because my assistant has it and uses it and downloaded it. But then I don't know how to re-download it, and I'm proud of that. Okay, got a new phone. Don't know how to re-download it. Anyways, what are you saying?
Everyone seems to think they look like their Bitmoji,
okay,
and there's never been a human who looks like their Bitmoji. No one does.
I look so much like my Bitmoji.
You look nothing like your Bitmoji. Nobody does. I'm sorry.
Okay. Has he Bitmojied you?
No, thank God. That would be a weird thing for me.
Same page.
Also, what emojis are okay for a guy to use? Because I don't think it's all of them.
No.
I don't think it's a full list.
It's like the normal, like, smiley,
smiley.
Happy.
Crying
maybe
laughing.
The crying laughing. Maybe. And that's only because when you do ha-ha, I think it automatically translates sometimes. And I'll give that one a break.
No, it does not automatically translate.
Yeah, it does.
What kind of phone are you using?
A special one.
Okay. <All right.
laughs> What about a heart? Not acceptable for a guy.
Who it's with.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, like, that would be a red flag where it with somebody he's never met.
Okay, sure.
I think there's a time and place when the heart can fall into your emojis.
Do you use heart emojis?
Not Gabby? Really, but I don't use that many heart emojis.
How about winky face?
All right, well, okay, here's a question for you. On that note, there's the winky face, and there's like the weird like smirky emoji, which I'm pretty sure is slightly more sexual than the winky face.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But I use them interchangeably, and I even use them in like all, I use them at any time, at any moment, purposefully, because I don't really know what they're supposed to mean.
Right.
And it just brings me joy to think what the other people are interpreting those as. So, ladies, I use them all the time. I will say those two are my favorite. Oh. But it doesn't really mean anything, and I use it because girls read way too much into these things.
True.
Once again, just brings me joy. Brings me joy. Call me if you actually have a question for me. Stop it, you silly little girls.
You're a millennial, but you act like a Gen Xer to me.
I completely don't fit into my generation.
That's
in
what I'm
some
getting.
Ways.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I am old fashioned in some ways.
Because call me. Like, who wants a phone call in 2018?
I do, because
yes.
I'd rather have a phone call that's over, you know, succinct in 30 seconds. We need to talk about, we need to, we're done, boom, plans moving on. Then 85 text messages. Besides, it's also a location thing, a geographic thing. I live in LA, which means I'm driving all
true.
The time.
True, that's true.
It's safer, huh? See how it's just, you know, switch that? You're on my side. It's safer to just call me, stop texting me, and if you're going to text me, one text message, not 18 in a row.
Mm.
You know who you are. Mm. You know who you are.
I'm like all of those things. I prefer phone calls, but I will text 18 times in a row.
How do you feel about FaceTime, James?
A lot of my friends love FaceTime. They really do. I still kind of prefer a call. So I'd rather have actual FaceTime in real life with your real face.
An ambush FaceTime that hasn't mixed it up in advance is not a good thing, in my opinion.
I agree. And, you know, sometimes I'm in my office, and that's with quotations, and I very much mean my bathroom.
Oh, my God.
And I get a lot of work done from my office.
Sure.
Okay? And I want to take a call. It's my own business, my own prerogative. You don't need to know, okay, how long I'm in there, what I'm doing in there. Maybe I've got one of those old-fashioned hotel phones on my wall. Our parents have been doing this for years. And if you surprise ambush FaceTime me, that's going to be awkward for you. It's not going to be that awkward for me because I'm going to pick up. All right? So
all
that's on you. Now you know what's up. You know what might happen. Think before you FaceTime. Just think before you FaceTime, guys.
What about the echo of a bathroom? Like, there's a lot of issues here.
Erica was talking to a guy that she was going to go on a date with, and he ambushed FaceTimed her in the middle of the conversation. She said, oh, my room is a mess. He goes, let me see. Boop, 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 boop. And all of a sudden,
we're on the phone.
Which
it was horrible.
You already have no excuse not to pick up because you're already talking to him.
And I'm
that's rude.
Sweats, no makeup, ponytail, hungover.
I mean, I think that's cute when you're dating somebody. That's aggressive. It's an aggressive move.
Aggressive.
But here's the question for you. Did you pick up?
Yes.
Oh.
Of course I did. I couldn't just be like,
okay.
I don't know. I died suddenly.
And he still liked you afterwards?
Well, we never went on that date, so.
Maybe shouldn't pick that one up, huh? See? But also, little aggressive.
Little aggressive.
Little aggressive.
Maybe even a little rude. But at the same time, he figured that one out quickly, so I guess that worked for him.
So
I don't
rude.
Know. Yeah.
While we're on the subject of eHarmony.
Yes.
We need to talk a little bit about how people need to get on this, because if you're looking for a relationship and not just a hookup, because a lot of these dating apps are hookup sites.
Right.
And you don't really know the motivation of the other people on those apps. But with eHarmony, you do. eHarmony is the place to go if you're looking for a relationship. You're not going to get all the other apps, lazy text messages, dead-end conversations, random matches that don't turn into anything, random, hey, sup, how are you, good, and then it just kind of dwindles and nothing else happens. But real people are finding real matches on eHarmony. In fact, I have some examples here.
Do you?
Lisa and Mark.
Who are Lisa and Mark?
Lisa and Mark, what do they have to say?
They said, we never thought we'd meet somebody online that was so compatible, and we're so grateful that we were able to find each other. Look at that, Lisa and Mark. How about Bruce and Lori? They said, don't settle for anything less. You too will meet the one that will complete your life. I even have pictures of these people if you guys are interested. But
I'm very interested.
They're gazing into each other's eyes. These people are legit happy relationships because that's what eHarmony does. They help you find lasting, meaningful relationships.
I just realized, I don't know why, like even in my time signing up for it, I just realized my mom met my stepdad on eHarmony.
Oh my gosh, see?
Another successful
eHarmony
story.
I know, and I'm like totally, they've been married for, 3 years? I don't know how long. Sorry, Mom.
What a great daughter.
But they've been married a long time.
And
they're happy.
And they're so happy, and
because of eHarmony.
Yeah.
They weren't on these apps and swiping and hooking up with people.
No.
They wanted a real commitment, and that's what they found there. That's fantastic. They've helped over 1 million people, including Erica's mother and stepfather, find their perfect match. And right now, you can get a free month with eHarmony when you sign up for a 3-month subscription. Enter the code HELP at checkout, as in help I suck at dating, the name of this podcast.
Look at
HELP
that.
At checkout. Stop
and
waiting.
And that's what we all need.
Start your journey to a satisfying, meaningful relationship. It can be fun to play around on those apps. When you're ready to fall in love with someone, eHarmony is there for you, the one app that's built to bring you real love. And come see how eHarmony can change your life. Go to eHarmony.com and get started. The code is HELP at checkout. eHarmony.com, HELP at checkout. When you sign up for a 3-month subscription, you get a free month.
I like it.
That's what I wanted
to say
about eHarmony.
Thanks, Mark. You really convinced me that this date's going to be good.
It is going to be good.
I actually do think, you know, when it's eHarmony, people are actually serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good.
Hey, he's emojiing, so he's happy.
Actually, it's not an emoji. It's the dots and the parentheses. It's a whole thing.
Oh, you know what? I'm not even mad at that. It's a little old school.
Are you more into that than
I'm
emojis?
I'm a little more into that.
Okay.
Slightly more into that.
The emoticon.
The original
Emoji. Like the AIM.
Emoticon? I don't know what it's called.
I think it's an emoticon. I think that's what they used to be called.
Straight up.
Sure.
Semicolon,
like the dots and the,
I love that. Good
you know what? I'm less worried about the state
You're
now.
Less concerned that I'm not going to turn back up. Okay.
We got a bunch of emails.
Tweets
these are people who need some dating advice.
I love it.
Are you ready to give these people dating advice?
I can't wait.
You're in a relationship now. That makes you an expert.
Absolutely.
Alex is a female. She found out that within her friend group, she's known as the 3-date queen because when I find a guy I like, he goes on 3 dates with me and then ghosts me. Trust me, I don't know why either. It's not because I sleep with them or do anything physical with them. I don't even have them over to my apartment. We do fun things. We go to movies and food festivals and ice skating. Fun things. I sometimes plan them. He sometimes plan them. I'm just not sure why I can never move past the 3rd date. I'm 23. Everyone tells me I'm young. Don't worry, but I'm beginning to feel like a spinster. I'm beginning to feel like there's not really anyone out there for me. It also doesn't help that I'm the only single girl out of all of my friends. Therefore, that makes meeting new people hard because none of my friends ever want to go out. I've used dating apps before, but I can't really get excited about them because guys are flakes most of the time. We'll talk for a week, exchange numbers, and then silence. I'm not afraid to text first and be the one reaching out more, but I'm tired of pursuing men. I want someone to pursue me. Do you have any advice for someone that can't get past 3 dates? That's Alex.
Well, Alex, if all of your friends are taken, perhaps find some single friends. You know what I mean? just some other people that are going out, because it is so much easier when you're in a social setting. Or have you tell your friends to just, I don't know, stop being so boring and have them go out with their significant other. You can still go out when you're with someone. I'm with someone, and we go out. Probably too much, but that's a different conversation. But also, I'm kind of curious what these dates are, because you talk about like fun adventures, but you never invite them over. And I think that there's kind of a fine line. You want to wait and take things slow, which I completely respect, especially if you want something to be real. Because you go too fast and it's going to be just a hookup, right? But if it's only just like fun activities and you're not showing any interest and maybe not even kissing or holding hands or getting intimate in any way, I think that it's easy for a guy, especially after three dates, to go, oh, this is just a friend, which is fine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But guys sometimes need to be led, if you will, need to be just, you'd be very clear. Like we don't overthink things. Sometimes we underthink things and we'll just go, oh, she wants to go ice skating. Great. That was fun. Oh, she wants to go bowling this time. All right. We'll be going batting cages next time. Great. I found another bra. Got my homie chick here, likes to do sports, and that's exciting, but you need to let them know you're interested too. So maybe, just maybe, that is kind of where there's some confusion going on.
I think that's good advice, that she doesn't do anything physical with him. And nobody here is encouraging you to sleep with anybody or do anything you're not comfortable with. But maybe a kiss might be a sign to them that we're taking the next step. Because three dates of funsies and no kissing of any kind, they're going to think, this isn't going anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's hand-holding or some sort of intimacy in some way.
Yes.
But especially, you said that you don't ever have them over to your apartments. Like, if everything is social and there's never really any alone time with you guys, it could be
confusing.
Are they
even, like, getting to know each other, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was wondering with this.
Make a guy dinner at your apartment.
Yeah.
That's a really nice date.
Sure.
Or have him over to watch a movie. Yeah. Watch a Netflix. Something.
Mm-hmm. Netflix, though, and you get the whole chill part.
Netflix and chill. Yeah.
But that's the cliche, but that's...
Maybe Alex does need Netflix and chill.
I think maybe.
maybe date number three is Netflix and chill. We've enjoyed ice skating. We've gone out, man. Bowling with Brad was super exciting. Kind of held hands. He gave me a little kiss this time. Look at that. Date two went better already. Date three, you were going to Netflix and you were going to chill. But do it on your own terms, okay?
Yeah. Yes.
Do it early. Cook that dinner. So if you got an early morning, you don't want him to spend the night, that's still your choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if it does go somewhere a little further, then great.
Right. It needs to be going in a direction, and then date four suddenly materializes.
Wow. Now they're in a loving relationship, date four, planning their futures. Wow. Alex, I'm excited for you. I really am. And you're welcome.
What about your friends with these guys that they're dating? Can't they try to hook you up with somebody, one of their guys' friends?
Girls are the worst at setting up other girls. That's just it.
I just like... Yeah, but the guys, the girls' boyfriends, you'd think, and be like, oh, I've got this buddy, and you've got this girl. I mean, yeah, come on, friends. Throw in some double dating action here, right?
Her friends are letting her down.
Alex, your friends might be letting you down. So maybe back to my first point. Let's get some new friends, all right? Just some new ones. Let's move on.
All right, this is from Allie. I've been seeing this guy for a few months. We've been talking for over a year. Seeing and talking are in quotes, and we'll find out in a second why. I met him a few summers ago at a restaurant we both worked at. I was the hostess. He was a waiter. Sounds like a typical movie romance, but it isn't going that way now. Everything with him is super vague. Vague. I always have trouble with that word because I'm from Wisconsin, so it's easy for me to go vague on it, so I have to kind of split the difference from vague, and then I get it wrong.
It's a vague.
But anyway, it's one of those words I struggle with.
That's cool. We got it. Super vague.
He used to show interest so much when we first started. Now I'm the one always initiating. How long do hookup buddies last? He shows interest sometimes, but other times he's distant. He never follows through. I have some feelings, and it seems like he only thinks of himself. It's not that I want him to be my boyfriend, but I can't even get simple gestures. Have you guys experienced a hot-cold relationship? We've been doing this for months, and we haven't even been on a date. He claims it's because he's in the heating business. And when the season slows down, we can try to hang out more. There's your hot-cold relationship right there. He does wake up for work around 6:30 a.m., but if you like and care about someone, you prioritize. That is the truth, Allie. Anyway, he's told me his last girlfriend left a bad imprint on him. I sympathize, but he's also told me that if I don't like the way he handles things, I should not hang out with him. I've broken it off a few times, but we come back to one another. Is it because we know the hookup is good? Or is it because we have a connection and we don't get much opportunity to explore it? Thanks, guys. I hope I didn't ramble. I hope it makes sense. I love the podcast and everyone who's a part of it. XOXO Allie. Hearts, hearts, hearts.
Move on! Allie, what are you doing? You've been hooking up with this dude for a year and you're still waiting around for it to be serious? I mean, please move on. I mean, homie is just going to let you keep being the hookup if you just keep letting it happen. He's super vague. Yeah, a year into casually hooking up with somebody, I'm going to try and be super vague too because I want it to keep going on as long as they're going to stick around. I mean, this is on you, girl. You got to move on. If you want something real, it's not this dude.
Oh, God.
I have nothing to add. I think
this
is exactly
right. We're done with this, and you did ramble, so I won't.
You deserve better, right? Allie.
You do deserve better. I deserve to learn how to speak English. It's my bad. It's on me. Look, just that's it. You know what I mean? And I know you like him for whatever reasons, but he's not showing it back. It's been a year. That's enough time. You know he's not reciprocating. I think you need to find somebody who will.
That's true. A year is all seasons of the year. The hot ones, the cold ones, everything has gone by.
Which season are we waiting for? Waiting for that mystical fifth season to come around. You're waiting for him to grow up, and he's not there, so move on.
Jessica's 21 years old. She recently went home with a guy that she just met. They were both drinking. We really hit it off. I didn't want the night to end. He's 22, and we slept together. I regretted it the next day, but I was happy I met him. 5 days later, we hung out again, sober, at his apartment, and I slept over. I knew that's why he wanted to hang out, but I just really wanted to see him again. Didn't hear from him much after that, but on St. Patrick's Day, he called me drunk and wanted me to go over, and I didn't. And I Snapchatted him the next day, and he never answered. I keep thinking about him. Is he embarrassed? Does he just want sex from me in general? Help, I suck at dating.
I've got the answer to this one, but anyone else want to start us off?
Oh, this is just bad.
There's
nothing else.
Let me see if I'm on the same page as you.
Let's go.
He just wants that from you, and that's all. I'm afraid that's all this is in his mind. I'm sorry.
That is correct.
He's not embarrassed. You're the hookup. And if you don't want to be the hookup anymore, you got to stop.
Yeah. It's as simple as that, you know, and hopefully you had fun with it. There's nothing wrong with that. There really isn't. Sex should be enjoyable. It sounds like it was completely mutual and you had a great time. And then you went and you did it again. You did it sober, which just validated that, hey, this is a cool thing that we can do. And I think that especially at 22 years old, I think it is fair to say that girls grow up faster.
Yeah.
22-year-old dude is just excited to be hooking up with a pretty girl right now.
Truth.
And
yes.
You've made it, not that you've made it easy on him, you both ended up doing this pretty quickly and pretty casually, which to him was so exciting. Like, oh, we can keep doing this. But the moment you're going to try and take it further, I feel like it might just be too late. So stop. And if he really is interested, then whether it's a week or a month or whenever, he might come back and then say, hey, I missed this, and then you can address a potential relationship. But you can't just keep hooking up with him and expect it to go somewhere further.
The friends with benefits relationship is finite.
Because
somebody, often the girl, but somebody's going to develop feelings in that situation, and then it's going to be problematic and somebody's going to get hurt.
And I think every girl finds them in one of those relationships at some point. And
accidentally sometimes, right? Like, you didn't. How did this happen?
Oh my God, too many times. And then you end up sitting there like, wait a minute. This is like so not me. Like, that's not what I want. And if she's trying to have contact with him outside of what he wants and he's not reciprocating, it's donezo.
Yeah. But on that note, don't be embarrassed because everybody does do this and finds himself in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully you had fun and just find someone else and show them, you know, if you're interested a little earlier on maybe. And if this guy's, you know, really interested and grows up, he'll probably text you back in a little bit.
I like that you gave some hope to this situation.
Yeah. There should be hope. Let's live in a state of hope. You
absolutely
know what I mean?
Morgan, we know Morgan. Morgan has tweeted us a bunch of times and I got her name wrong and she'll never let me forget it. I called her Megan and I feel bad about it, but I have a dog named Morgan and a daughter with the middle name Megan, so it's all confusing for me.
Super confusing. Hi, Sarah. Happy to have you. Oh,
Morgan. Yes.
Oh, darn it.
Morgan's interesting. She goes to the same restaurant once a month, sometimes once a week, and she's really into the manager. His name is Austin. He's cool, he's kind, and he said to her she looks super cute, but at the time she was dating someone, which she got the super cute. Now that she's been single for a few months, she's been trying to see him, but she's not told him that she's single, and he hasn't asked either. What she wants to do is have her friend go with her and talk about how single she is and kind of make it obvious to him, and she's not sure if that's weird or not. Should she tell him she's single and let it go? It's been 4 years she's been going to this restaurant, nothing's happened yet. She's 23, so since she was 19, she's been a regular at this place. And also, what if he's dating someone now? Well, sure. Also, he does cute things for me. He gives her immune boost chews. I love this place. I want to go there.
Yeah.
He gives me hot tea for free when my voice is gone. He doesn't even make me pay. I pay him later. Is he just kind or is he interested?
Also, just random thing to throw in. When your voice is gone, how often is your voice gone?
Well,
do you just have a raspy voice?
Of 4 years. Everything.
Maybe, I guess. It's happened once or twice. It's just like a reoccurring thing. Are you a singer? I can understand that.
Yeah, sure.
Wait, also 4 years? Can we talk about this again? It took you 4 years to even ask this show some advice? I mean, he's probably dated 18 people. He could have a wife and kids at this point. I think you might need to say something pretty soon, not wait another 4 years, or else, I don't know, you just might risk him dating someone else.
Because like we said, why not just initiate this? Why, right? Can't she be a little more obvious about this?
I think you need to be. If you like him and you keep going there once a week, don't lie to us, girl. It's not once a month. You even said it could be once a week. It's clearly twice a week. And, you know, just say, hey, by the way, you know, I'm single. You know, do you want to go out for tea sometime at another tea place? I mean, look, be cute about it. Be awkward about it. That's okay, but say something.
Awkward's adorable.
Awkward
guys
is
love
adorable.
That.
Okay, and, is it though?
Yes, it is.
It's not working for me.
Awkward is kind of your thing, isn't
it? Yeah, totally. But anyway, back to Morgan.
Embrace your own awkwardness. Everybody's got to find their own flavor of awkward. Yeah, I mean, look, if you want to be super awkward and have your friend come and like, how are you going to just talk about how single you guys are?
I don't love it.
I don't love it either. What is this, Sex in the City? And like, we just get super loud, like, oh my God, haven't been with a guy in 8 months. And that's just going to sound weird too.
Yeah.
Can't you just go up to him and say, look, I've been coming here for 4 years. I've really enjoyed seeing you here every time. I always look forward to seeing you. Would you want to hang out sometime? Like, what's wrong with that?
Literally just verbatim repeat what he just said. It's as simple as that. You just say something honest. And that's very honest. And clearly, he likes you in some capacity.
Right.
Keeps giving you, what, vitamin chews?
Immune boost chews.
Do you just get sick all the time? Is your voice always, I don't know. I mean, play it up. You guys can go play a doctor or something. I don't know. Okay, maybe wait until like the third day for that one again. It's my fourth date specialty, playing doctor. I'm going to lead people astray here. Yes, say something, Morgan. I think the theme of today's show is, guys, don't be afraid. What do you really have to lose?
That's the thing. You might have to go to a different health food restaurant. Okay. You know what?
I guess if you're getting free teas, valuable to you, huh, Morgan? What's more valuable, the free teas and health chews?
If that's the worst case scenario, I think you got to go for it. Just ask him to hang out.
I think so.
And you'll know immediately his response.
And I mean, literally next time you go there. Don't wait even a month because you're going to get to a pattern of waiting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've been doing this for 4 years. That really is adorable. Maybe don't say you've liked him for 4 years because that could come across as a little bit much at first. But honestly, you just say you've been coming here for a long time. He knows you. You know him. And just say, hey, would you like to hang out sometime? I like it.
Is it a red flag at all that he told her she looks super cute?
Oh, my God. That's what I was going to bring up. Super cute is a weird...
Do straight guys say, oh my gosh, you look super cute?
Well, he didn't say, oh my gosh.
Okay, I added the oh my gosh.
You did. No, I think that's fine. Like, wow, hey, you look really cute. I mean, I'd probably say really, but you could say super. It's like, yeah, you look super cute today. Yeah, who knows? This is over 4 years.
True.
He said a lot of things.
She could have been 12.
But also, okay, so let's say that he's... So let's say that was him being honest and genuine. He was opening the door.
That was him trying. So hopefully that wasn't when you were 19 and this was closer to you being 23. Because if that happened recently, he's clearly interested. I think the door's open.
If that was in 2014, then things could have changed since then.
But if it happened recently, you could even compliment him back and start it that way. Be like, hey, you look great today. I mean,
you can flirt once, you said.
He's flirted once. He's been a gentleman, actually. He flirted once and you didn't reciprocate it, so he didn't do it again. So he probably won't until you do. So this one is definitely on you.
Definitely on you, Morgan. Go for it.
You got it, girl.
Let us know. Let us know what happened. Tweet me. You know how to do that.
Can't wait. Austin, lucky man. 4 years she's been falling for you.
What a great story to tell your kids someday.
Yeah.
I went to his restaurant for 4 years.
We're really jumping steps here.
By the way, our email address, isuckatdating@iheartmedia.com, as I lead into one more here, because we got to keep these emails coming. They're great stuff. This is an anonymous, and those are usually the juiciest.
Ooh.
She's 22. She went on a couple dates with a guy, and it was great. He was such a gentleman, and we agreed we wanted to hang out again. In the following days, we exchanged lighthearted banter on Snapchat, Instagram, etc., and he was super conversational and sarcastic, which I love. Later that week, I asked to hang out again, and he didn't answer. A day or two later, I sent a GIF that said rejected because he has a good sense of humor, and he apologized incessantly. He sent smileys, just like your guy, Erica.
Oh, yeah.
Suggested things we could do, shared that he was nervous, I was actually mad, and said he'd text me. Well, since then, he's been distant. The funny banter is gone, and I feel like he's completely uninterested all of a sudden. What happened? He was the one initiating, and all of a sudden it stopped. Is he just telling me he's busy as an excuse? Should I still put in effort? Any advice is welcome. She's anonymous.
Hi, Anonymous. How are you? This is a tough one because I think we all find ourselves in situations like this, especially when you're single and you're dating. you know, especially with all the apps and all the opportunity to meet somebody new, most people are talking to several people at once. Mm-hmm. And so it's a combination of meeting the right person and then timing, because if things are going well, you can't wait around. Go and meet that person, continue to get to another person, because if you wait too long, you're both talking to 5 or 10 people or 20 people on these freaking things. Now, yeah, he's going to end up meeting somebody else. You're going to end up talking to someone else. You can only keep each one of these conversations going for so long, which is why the apps, I think, that they're referring to don't work super well. It's too much opportunity too quickly. So if you like them and you've gone on these dates, I mean, just I would initiate trying to do more in person again. You're not going to win if you're just competing over text or over Snapchat or whatever it is with all the other people. You're going to win being in person, being the great person version of you that you are. So I think that's, if you like somebody, that's where you got to differentiate. Don't get in the habit of just texting back and forth, because you're both doing it with too many people and trying to do your jobs, whatever they may be, and live your lives. It's too much. So it's inevitable that especially a guy is going to be distant, because guys won't, I don't personally, I don't like keeping up on text all the time. So if you like them, let them know that, go out in person again and feel it out in real life.
Yeah, I think there's something going on and you don't know what it is, and you almost don't have to know what it is, but he's moved on. He's over it. He's maybe got his eye on somebody else. I mean, I guess he could be super busy or something.
I know, like the girl in me wants to be like, oh, he is having family issues.
He's in heating
whatever.
And air conditioning, and it's a really busy time of year.
Yeah, it's the hot and cold.
Maybe his dog got the flu.
Right, yeah, we could go on forever, but
it's a great excuse, especially when you don't have a dog.
The bottom line is, if he wanted to go out with you again, he would go out with you again. 100% easy. And I'm sorry that he doesn't. And maybe he will someday, but you don't want to wait around for that, because you can do better. You want a guy who's really excited to see you again.
Absolutely. And I'd say, look, and I hate to say be a guy in this regard, because I want to give us a little more credit, but a lot of guys will kind of almost give it like an ultimatum, which is like, hey, let's do this one thing. And if you don't respond, they're going to move on. They're going to go. They're going to just let it go. And guys have an ability to do that. Do the same thing. Do it right back. Be like, hey, been fun hanging out with you. Would love to see you this week. I'm free Thursday. Do you want to go out? Just be definitive. And if his answer is yes and you guys go out and it's great, fantastic. If he doesn't respond or he's flaky on it, call it quits. Move on.
Guys, that's interesting you bring that up, because guys do have a real issue with rejection. Whether it's, I mean, it's a, but guys are really, and I experienced this a lot in my dating life. I'm married now, James. But back in the day.
Congrats.
Thank you.
I'm kidding. That's awesome.
You fear rejection. You really do. I mean, it's asking somebody out or asking. There's always, so like he said, if you ask someone out and they say no, it's I don't know if it's a blow to your masculinity or whatever it is. You don't want to experience that again. So you're less likely to ask again.
Absolutely.
Right?
I think the guys are much more quick to put up walls. And if it doesn't work at first, they're afraid to keep trying. And it's, you know, I think there's something to be said about sometimes a girl continuing to initiate the conversation and try for it. But if he's just shut off, he's just moved on for whatever reason, don't waste your time. Go meet somebody else. Go meet somebody who's going to reciprocate it. And once again, it may not be that he doesn't like you. It could just be a timing thing. Mm-hmm. You're 22. If he's around your age, I'm telling you, ladies, young guys, young 20s, especially in LA, I don't know where you live. It's tough to take things too seriously. Mm-hmm. There's too much opportunity, man. Everybody's got an app meeting 85,000 people a day. The second something isn't perfect in somebody's mind, they move on to the next thing, and it sucks, and I wish it wasn't that way, because I don't like it. I am old-fashioned in that regard, but just be realistic. That's the world we live in, and if somebody's going to do that to you, don't waste your time. Go meet somebody else.
Yeah. You know what's interesting about you guys saying, like, men hate rejection, whatever? Then why is it that men are always the ones who, a month later, 6 months later, reach back in, send you that text, want to remind you they're still around, like, after you've moved on.
Because the sex was probably pretty good. You know what I mean?
Okay, well.
They're a little bored that weekend. I don't just, come on.
Right. It's just every guy I've ever dated is just like, huh, well, you know, a year later.
Well, good
like,
for you.
Well, okay.
Good for you. A year later? Still in their mind? Wow.
It's embarrassing. I
What's
feel
the
like
name
you're
of the
like
guy
my
tonight?
Sibling.
Huh?
You're this is
fun
so
date.
Weird. Oh, my God.
Better play your cards right.
I'm just saying.
Because guys forget the rejection after a while. They only remember the good parts.
God, it's like when they're the ones who screwed it up, they should just stay away.
Yeah,
that's
you're
my
right.
theory. They and should. That is every guy who's ever like dumped me is like, oh, hey, hold on a second, though. And it's like, no.
Well, they also like to keep their options open. They like having a lot of possibilities at all times.
Yeah. They want the attention. All right.
Okay. They like a lot of pots on a lot of burners.
Sure.
Well, I'm going to get my pots on my burners. Men.
Yes. You go for it, girl. You go for it. 2018.
Yeah.
You just cook up a whole feast, huh? Pots and burners. Yeah. And I don't know where this reference is going, but
it's
I'm going to.
Cool. It's fine.
All right. Before we go, James, what's going on with you in terms of acting, in terms of music?
I'm very excited. I've got a new single called All Day, which will be coming out here shortly. I currently have a single, Falling, that's out right now. So I'm very excited about that. Couple of movies coming out. Just got actually, I don't know when this is one's coming out, so I don't want to talk about it, but I'll show you the picture. It's super creepy.
How do you not know when your movies are coming out?
Because that's the problem
is
with
that
that's
crazy?
Problem with film. I've got so my movie Bachelor Lions, we had a premiere in January,
okay.
And it's slated to go to theaters. So we'll be getting a major theatrical release, which I'm very excited about. But they've got to figure out amongst all the other movies coming out when it's going to go.
Okay.
So this one's kind of fun. It's called Twisted Tenant. I have no idea when it's coming out, but
ooh.
I just got the poster today.
Wow.
It's creepy. It played a serial killer, which was... whole different world. So yeah, film and music, a bunch going on. I'm very excited. So just at James Maslow, follow all of my fun stuff, and I'll keep you guys updated.
Can we say, we probably can't say anything about what you told us earlier today? The call you got this morning? Because that was pretty cool. I don't know if you can say anything, though.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. But I just because it was kind of serendipitous, we were talking about it. I got an offer for a movie this morning, which is always amazing. I'm very, very blessed to be in a position where that's happening and starting to happen more in exactly how I want it to. My point is, I've always wanted to do a period piece, especially World War II, because my grandfather flew B-17 bombers in World War II. Actually has two Purple Hearts, shot down twice, saved his whole crew both times. And I've always wanted to, you know, be able to act, depict that era as kind of respect and homage to him. And got an offer for a film in World War II era. And it happens to be my grandfather's birthday today. And it happened
wow.
today.
Oh,
so
cool.
I just thought that was very serendipitous and very awesome. And I can't wait to read the script and get into it, and I hope it is as awesome as it sounds. So yeah,
well,
that was been a cool day. Thank
That's
you.
That's really great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here today.
Yeah.
It's been my
it
absolute
great
pleasure.
Having
you guys are so fun.
I hope you'll come back and do this again sometime.
I would love to. And everybody who wrote in their emails, thank you guys, and all the listeners. I hope you guys enjoyed having me. It was fun being here.
I suck at dating at iHeartMedia.com. Keep them coming and give us updates on what's going on.
Oh,
We can let James know if his advice was any good at all. If it worked or if it didn't.
Yeah,
I think you give good advice, so.
Thank you. I'd like to think so. You know what I mean? We keep it all a little bit of levity with it, joke to a point, but I hope it actually helps as somebody who's been navigating the dating world for the better part of the last 10 years.
Not anymore.
No, right now we've navigated.
Yes.
I found somebody really special. So, hey, next time we'll talk about where that's at.
Great.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That could be
good.
Hey, I'll bring her on. It's still going well. She's still being
Even
nice to me.
Better. That's so exciting.
That would be fun. That would be fun.
Oh, my God.
That would be a little ridiculous. Actually, not a bad idea. Maybe it is.
All right. Thank you, James. This has been Help I Suck at Dating. And next week, maybe, hopefully, all of you will suck a little less. Sure.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Let's all
follow
suck less.
Help I Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.